We're live in studio. You hang out with Danny Van Belly. I'm not alone in the building.
Hi, how are you doing?
Is that Lady V?
It's Lady V. We're so happy to be here this Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Yeah, I'm excited. I feel refreshed. We're taking a quick break and, you know, we did what God did in Genesis. He took time to rest. Some of you think you're better than God, eh? You need to rest, guys. No, I mean, that thought is actually very deep. You know, the God who doesn't sleep or slumber chose to take a break. So, yeah, we're taking a piece from that. Mama Leticia, how are you doing?
I'm awesome. I just want to remind you this morning that as we're having the conversation, you can always WhatsApp us your thoughts and experiences on 071-364-0376. Danny, what is our topic today?
Our topic is about who can speak into your life. You know, for those of you who tuned in yesterday evening at 6, you know it's about to be a hot conversation. But I really, really believe that this is a place where we are many times challenged as believers.
Yes, so we have preordained people that we like to listen to, spouses, parents, friends, and even children. But are they sent in season? Look in scripture and see just how many people were given seasonal words by friends and family. Big fat question mark. Even Job's own friends were deathly wrong. And today we are going to test the spirits.
Ooh, testing the spirit. Sometimes it's your own pastor.
We've started.
I think first of all, just to say, we love every man and woman of God out there, but the Lord's voice must come first. So I hope you guys are ready. The flight is destined to who can speak into your life. Your co-pilot, Danny and Leticia.
It's time for the recap. We're talking about when to know who to listen to in season. I want to start with scripture. 1 John 4 verse 1 to 6 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." This scripture for me, babe, is filled with bars upon bars upon bars. I think every sentence is a sermon.
Yep, and it's actually interesting when you think about it. Many people quote this whole chapter in isolation, you know, because there's just so much meat in there.
You know when it says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world," and I'm constantly saying this to people, to say, when you read a scripture, do not isolate it. It's not an island. Read what's above, read what's below, and understand that whole book. Because the scripture is saying, we who are from God speak God's heart and people listen to us. It's subject upon the spirit of God being within you. And when this scripture says false prophets, we see someone on stage collecting money, promising cars. We never think of our friend like that. The last words here are very powerful. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. That means truth is a spirit and error is a spirit.
And I think sometimes what is hard to identify is when someone you know and have known who has always been walking in truth
switches
to that spirit of error. And I think Jesus actually displays this to us where when one of his own, Peter, was now not in the right spirit, he could immediately identify and rebuke.
Sure.
So a lot of us, because someone has spoken to us in season and they've been accurate in season, we now take things blindly and we stop testing the spirit. So if it's coming from my pastor, if it's coming from my best friend who I know loves me, you know, or a disciple who's close to me, like in Jesus' case, you can just take it without testing the spirit, or even a parent.
I think when I see this scripture, it says that your relationship with others is contingent upon your relationship with me. That was God making sure that though you have people of authority, though you have parents, though you have prophets and spouses, I always come first. And which human being has not found themselves in error, right? And the Lord was trying to make sure that, hey, should you fall, Danny, Tisha's got it because she's connected to me. And I think today's conversation, that's the foundation. Are you connected enough with God to see that the spirit is wrong, the spirit has shifted, or that you should listen?
And that even if the person cares for me, but in the season, they are all in not just season, but a matter. They can be responding from a place of love, but not a place of truth. From a spirit of care, but out of error. You get
and me? And I always say this, someone can love you out of position. Someone can love you into disobedience. They want the best for you, but that's not what God wants for you this season.
So are we ready today? Have you opened your heart yet? As we aim to pursue this layered conversation, the Lord loves you. And this conversation is not from a place of knowing it all, but actually mistakes we've made. Danny V and Letitia V. Oh, Lady V. Mama Letty, talk to us. What scripture are we going into right now?
Our focus scripture right now is 2 Chronicles 35, verse 20 to 23. It's about King Josiah. After all this, when Josiah had set the temple in order, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight at Carmakshish and on the Euphrates, and Josiah marched out to meet him in battle. But Necho sent messengers to him, saying, "What quarrel is there, king of Judah, between you and I? Is it not you I am attacking at this time, but the house with which I am at war? God has told me to hurry, so stop opposing God who is with me, or he will destroy you." Josiah, however, would not turn away from him, but disguised himself to engage in battle. He would not listen to what Necho had said at God's command, but went to fight him in the plain of Megiddo. And as we know, at the end of the scripture, King Josiah is badly wounded, and he says, "I'm badly wounded, please take me home," right? Mm-hmm. And my thing with King Josiah is you need to understand this was a man of God. Scripture says that God used King Josiah to dismantle all the idol worship that was happening in the kingdom of Judah. And after his death, scripture says there was never a holy king like him. So this wasn't a disobedient person who was just trying to do his own will. But that can also be a trap, right, babe? Because you're so used to getting it right with God, you're no longer consulting God. And Josiah mistook an enemy for someone actually God was saying, "Do not fight this person."
I like what you've just said there. And this is for all the people who tend to actually walk in line with God. And you've walked in line with God over and over, so much so that you've stopped consulting to see if what you think is right is the Lord. You get me? You're trusting yourself, having been right, or having been saved, or, you know, having heard God speak in the past, can put you in a place of pride. And it's not really pride of the kind of pride we know of the devil, but the pride that says, "I get it right so often that because I think it, that maybe it's God. Or because my friend is in war, I will engage to protect them without really consulting God. Because that's the downfall of many marriages. That's the downfall of many ministries. That's the downfall of many of us as leaders, where we get so comfortable in past victories that we stop consulting in our daily walk.
I think it's part of God's wonder to keep us not just connected, but kind of searching for Him, because in season, God manifests Himself to us in very different ways. I quickly want to touch on the difference between David and Nathan, because David was also king when Nathan came and told him, listen, you have wronged the Lord. And David actually says in 2 Samuel 12, verse 13, David then said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. So even though Nathan was telling him something that he didn't like to hear, the spirit within David could test the spirit within Nathan. And he knew, this word is for me. The unpopular, not opinion, the unpopular reality here is that God can speak through your enemy.
Hey, someone you don't like, your in-laws, your... The same person, even the boss at work who you do not like, or co-workers, God can still use a word, a person you are in disfavor with to speak to you.
And that person may not even know it, so it's not even about them. Yes. But it's about God using, I believe anyway, it's about God using the closest person to you. And even if it's your enemy or that donkey that I love so much.
Or your husband or your wife in a season when you are, they are not in good favor with you. So let's say I'm upset with my wife, and in that season, God is still telling me things through my wife or through the husband that you don't want to listen to, or who's maybe wronged you. And suddenly, like the King Josiah we see there, what did he do? He didn't take time to consult, because the word was coming from an enemy, though it was God speaking. Beloved, there's something here that we might not like, that we need to really reconsider.
Yes, are you still testing the spirit? We're going to come back in a bit, and we're going to have our favorite topic, Danny, family and friends.
Family and friends. Yes, the song Deep End by We the Kingdom. We'll be back. I believe there's a marriage that just got fixed. Because you need to listen even when you're not happy with each other.
Speaking of listening when you're not happy, you know, sometimes we bestow authority to people in season that God hasn't called to speak into that thing. So I'm going to talk about family, like your parent, your sister, your mother, your brother. I remember growing up, there was a family member, someone very close to us, who I grew up with my whole entire life. Now, today, as an adult, I question what this person was going through, but they would tell me things like, you will never get married. If you get married, the person will be abusive to you. They filled my head for 20 plus years with this idea that I was absolutely ugly, that I had no worth. They were telling their friends about it. The friends were coming to tell me. And this is an entire adult who is telling me at a very foundational age that I have no worth. And then so I would, you know, focus on academics, and I'd get back and they'd tell me, well, your academics isn't going to feed a husband. And I'm like, which one is it? I can't have a husband. If I do, they'll beat me, and my academics won't feed a husband. And these are the kind of things where in our time counseling, we found people in their 70s, 60s, 80s who are still suffering from the repercussions of what a teacher said in 1960. And it stays indelible within your personality, and it becomes who you are. But do we understand that no matter how close a person is to you, friendship, bloodline, proximity, it does not mean that they are called to speak into that area of your life. And that's where the work stays with us. Because now when I got older, I had to do the work with the Lord. As soon as I had consciousness, it's taken me time, like a good 10, 15 years to finally get to a place where I'm like, nah, they were lying. But the work has to be done. Otherwise, if you're just believing it because they're your dad, it can put you in such a terrible, terrible place, a place that God would never put you.
And I think what you're saying, Letitia, is very, very key. Because a lot of us, because the breaking was done or the wrong words were delivered to us by people in authority, sometimes even it being our own parents, we have walked with it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe because a teacher was a good science teacher, but they thought you were dumb because you didn't understand science. Mm-hmm. And they called you and they spoke that into your life. Mm-hmm. You still carry it. Now, them speaking it is wrong, and there's an aspect of that where they have to answer before the Lord. But you also carrying it is also a choice. It's also a work. Because sometimes we learn to identify with brokenness for so long that we don't know how to let it go. We don't know how to stop with the pity party because we find comfort in actually walking in that level of brokenness. So I'm saying this to you to say, yes, the person is wrong, but what year is it now? How long have you carried this thing? Mm. Do you understand that you have to choose what God spoke over you, over what your parent, your teacher, your friends, the environment you came from spoke on you? Now, that choice is on you.
And you know, I love that you said the science teacher was a good teacher. Do you guys know that Job's friends were quoting scripture?
Oh, wow.
Job's friends were quoting scripture out of season. And so if you're just thinking, no, this is a good friend because they're quoting scripture, but you don't actually test if what they're saying is what God is saying to you in season, you can carry word curses. Now, when we think of word curses, we think of someone in our hearts that's blowing smoke. That's not a word curse. The word curses are the everyday things that are bestowed upon you by the people close to you who are not being led by God to do so.
So what are you supposed to let go of? What are you carrying that you allowed the wrong person to speak into you? Beloved, 071-364-0376. Send it to us. Send it to us. Say, I am releasing these words that were spoken over me, because in the next hour we will read and pray. We need to pray for a new chapter in your life. You still hang out with the Vambillies. WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. And we are encouraging you today to test the spirits and the words that have spoken over your life. Do you want to be set free? Do you want to let go of those words? That is your choice.
That's Gracie Cherry with More Than Enough. You are still with the Vambillies on SLWV, and we're talking about testing the spirit. Danny, what do you think about testing the spirit?
Well, I think sometimes, and this is maybe the very tricky part, sometimes you will receive things from people that shouldn't be speaking into your life because you are dispositioned, you know. And we told a story last night, and it was quite a funny one, but also a serious one, where I'd gone to visit a friend who we actually had gone to see her because she was not well. And she was dealing with a case of depression. But when we were leaving, my son actually not wanting to leave because she had such a nice play area, you know, we're actually at their clubhouse, started to cry and said, "Auntie, it's your fault that I'm leaving, you know." And then obviously the child can't know that his aunt is dealing with depression at that moment, but she began to cry and she said, "Yes, you're right, DJ. Even my boss says it's my fault, you know." And then as she was crying, because at this moment, you know, she was dealing with that emotion, but at the same time, she was laughing, you know. So we were all laughing and, you know, seeing her cry at the same time, because in that stage, she couldn't deal with that innocent comment from a child who just wanted to continue playing. You know. So I'm saying this to say that as much as we sometimes blame the people speaking, at times we take it in because of our own dispositioning.
You know, when scripture says deep calleth unto deep, I think the understanding, what to grasp from such a scripture, is that we are attracted to what we are in season. And even the scripture on testing the spirit says that you will link with something because it's the world speaking and in you too, or you will link to something because it's the Holy Spirit speaking and that's what's in you too. It's interesting how I've had this experience so many times where the enemy has your number and he knows what level of brokenness to bring to you that you are currently feeling about yourself anyway. I will never forget starting our business and being, you know, in a place where I wasn't very sure about what I was doing. That would be the day that there would be a client that comes and they would say something like, "Oh, have you been doing this your whole life?" And I was already thinking, what am I doing with my life? And so we have to be careful. We have to be aware of what's plaguing us in season so that when it's thrown at us, we're like, no, I know what God told me. This is not it. This is not it.
Yeah. And Letitia, I also think that there are people who one negative word means more to them than 1,000 positive words.
Ooh.
You get me? Like, you can have God send people to confirm. You could have the word, the Holy Spirit itself speaking to you. But let one negative comment come, and it's the negative comment that you will bend yourself towards. Because in that season, you are walking out of position. So, beloved, we are speaking. I need a break. We'll be back.
We have a message that just came in. It says, "High impact. I think I have received a word spoken over me that might not be from God. When I was a teenager, a pastor told me that God would keep all the wrong women away from me, but the right one he would make stay. I have been looking for a wife for 10 years and it has been very difficult for me to find one. And scripture says it's not good for a man to be alone, and a man will become one with his wife. And I've been extremely lonely in my search. I really want things to work in my favor and in God's will."
Well, so this topic, I'm so, first of all, grateful for this message, because it touches on a key thing. When it comes to partners and being married and united, sometimes the church gives blanket statements that can mislead a lot of people. And in this case, you know, when any pastor who says God will make someone stay is not right, because there's a level of choice that comes into play. And then there's also a responsibility that we see. Let's say, for example, when God sends women, or the right or bad women to you, and if you are unfaithful or you don't make the choice to lead, the person can leave thinking, this person is not directing me, or they're not sure about me. And then maybe in your mind, you're like, okay, the right one will just automatically stay, absolving yourself from the choices God gives you to make. You know, so it's a very tricky one. But honestly speaking, I don't think God can make anyone stay. In fact, it's two people coming together and choosing what God has given them.
So this question is from a man. So Danny, I want to ask you from a male perspective, someone who is married and knows the Lord. How would you say you knew that I'm your wife? Because there were people before. So that could also be a thing of hearing correctly about your role in getting that wife.
I think for me, my story is actually quite interesting because the Lord had to show me that I used to choose women from a place of my brokenness. So the first step God took me through was I personally healing and doing the work on myself so that when the right person shows up, you know, I'm able to identify them and I won't be looking for the brokenness in other people that resonates with myself.
And what made you very attractive to me is I saw someone that had dealt with himself, someone that had dealt with his past.
Yes.
And that for me, I was like, this is such an accountable person. We all have a past, but he is walking in wholeness. And I remember I used to make the joke that he has like the colorful past, but he's more put together than I than I am. And I was more of a wallflower. So, you know, we just wanted to answer your question in a more holistic fashion as the woman looking at the man and as the man dealing with himself and also keeping a relationship with God. A lot of the work was actually you being ready for what God had for you, because you can equally walk past it as well.
Yes. And that's why, my brother, we've not mentioned your name, but I would really advise you, if it's possible, to find a counselor around you. Oh, also, ask the people who left why. Because sometimes there's answers there. I'm not saying that, you know, you have to call everyone up, but, you know, try to find out, you know, do the work. What am I doing wrong? You know, am I leading right? That kind of a thing.
And lastly, this doesn't mean that you will be single for the rest of your life. We encourage you that God can continue to speak to you, and there's nothing God cannot do, even if it's been 10 years. 10 years can be 1 second in the presence of the Lord. So be encouraged on your journey, and may God give you more clarity.
And I love what you said there at the end. It's not good for man to be alone. So we pray with you, brother, that God will bless you and everyone else listening. You know, there is a partner for you out there. So yeah, stay tuned. You with the Vambellies, man. We are healing together. We are walking forward and re-examining the words that we've believed that have been spoken over us. And I believe even as we read your messages and we look at our own lives, you know, there are times when we were vulnerable. There were times when we didn't know better, and there were words that we took sometimes from leaders, sometimes from teachers, that did not necessarily come from the Lord.
We have another message from Alice that says, we need to have spiritual discernment, pray and speak to your maker before you accept anything from anyone. You know, I think that's really important, but what if the anyone is you?
Oof.
The Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit because there are other spirits masquerading out here, okay? Hence the need to test the spirit. And I love how our principal verse for today, 1 John 4 verse 1 to 6, verse 6 particularly ends with the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Now, you know, babe, when people say if you're the common denominator, you must be the problem.
Yes.
And you will believe that and you will speak that over yourself. Let's go to scripture and see what David would say about that. In the Psalms, David says, I was surrounded 10,000 at each side. And we're not told how many sides.
Yeah.
So if he has six sides, that's 60,000. That's 60,000 people that would have been standing against this one man. 10,000 is bad enough. Now, when you start to self-talk, because you are your closest neighbor, you have to ask yourself, with which spirit am I speaking to myself? Because sometimes it's our negative self-perception that has us linking to words that are not true. In Numbers 13, when we see Caleb, Joshua, and the other people going to spy the land as Moses had instructed them to do, please notice what the people with the negative report said. They said, there are giants in the land, and we were like locusts unto ourselves. That means that the giants didn't call them locusts. God didn't call them locusts. They looked like locusts to themselves. That belief is what made them bring the negative report. We just answered a message earlier about you have choice. Do you realize that the negative report was not the only report they got? Caleb and Joshua, they came and they said, but we saw good things in the land. But what did the Israelites connect to? They connected with the locust mentality. And they decided they would listen to the negative report because it spoke of what they thought of themselves. If they believed that God had sent them and therefore they would be covered, they would have listened to Caleb and Joshua's report. So the question now becomes, how much of what we believe about ourselves through people is based upon what you already feel about you? So your friend comes and says, you're good for nothing, you'll never amount to anything. But you believe you're good for nothing and you will never amount to anything. And so you connect with that word curse. And we're here today to say, test the spirit, even when it is within you. Because if what you're telling yourself does not align with what God says about you, it's time to begin to question who is speaking.
Yes, even you don't have the pass to speak down on yourself. A quick word from our sponsors and we'll be back. So we're still talking and looking at your messages. And Auntie Letitia. Does Auntie sound good?
No. I don't think Auntie will ever sound good as much as I love my nieces and nephews. But since we're still talking about testing the spirit, Danny, you had something to say about Uriah, I believe.
Yes, so Uriah in scripture is someone I find very interesting, but also there's a couple of layers to him. So this is the person whose wife David took, you know, but there's something you see about him when he comes back from war. And this is David calling him in order to make him go spend the night with his wife so that it covers the affair that the wife had with David. But he heard the Spirit of God tell him not to do that. So he didn't sleep with his wife. Instead, he chose to sleep outside, which now killed David's plan. Now, here's another thing that now concerns me is, though he could hear God say to him, don't sleep with your wife, when he was given now the promotion to say, now go back in battle and you've been promoted, he couldn't hear the voice again to say, no, don't go, because this is actually the order that gets you killed. So he carried with his own hands the order for his murder and could not be led to hear that, no, do not even deliver this order. Now, I'm raising this up because a lot of us, when we see promotion, we don't pray, we don't discern, and we don't give God the opportunity to tell us no. Once it's a promotion, we are more than willing to run forward with the thing. So how many of you, the devil knows the way to get you out of line is to promote you? How many open doors did you walk into or you are about to walk into that is actually not the Lord? And these are things we need to question, because just because he heard right, just I'm talking the same period, he heard God rightly tell him, don't sleep with your wife. But he couldn't hear God telling him, don't go deliver the order that will take your life. So is your past obediences preventing you from taking direction from God that could save your whole life? Think about it. Man, we are about to go in, and I think there's a second side to this coin. When to listen and when not to let people speak into your life.
Henrico and Anya with My Soul. You are still with the Vambilis as we talk about testing the spirit to know when it's God and when it is not.
With you all the way on Impact 103.
You know, we've looked at this topic from as many angles as God would allow. But I think if I could just sum it up in a nice, with nice little bow, I would say that there are positives and negatives in this scenario, where there are times where you should listen and you don't listen because you don't like the source, right? And there are other times where you shouldn't listen, but you do listen because you like the source.
Leticia, why are you complicating our lives?
The spirit realm is so complex, and I would dare say sensitive. Sensitive to seasons, sensitive to intentions, you know. And what about when the word is right, but the spirit is wrong? We're talking about divination.
And the spirit of divination actually gets a lot of people, because what is spoken is often right.
Is right. And you're thinking, because it's right, it's God. And it's not that simple. You know, whenever I look into the book of Daniel, Daniel was made like top dog of the wise men, right? And recently I just went to go look, who are these wise men? Because, you know, when you're younger, you're just thinking wise men, they give the king advice. These were astrologers, these were witches, these were all kinds of people that see into the spirit.
Yes.
What was big about the fact that Daniel was head honcho is that he was the one from God. But all of them could see. And we often make the mistake to think that because someone has seen, you can sit under that word. And unknowingly, you are covenanting with divination. You are covenanting with necromancy. You are covenanting with witchcraft, because ultimately, God wants the glory. This is the goal. God wants the glory, that thing came from me and you took it from me. Taking the right word from the wrong source has consequences, where you've gone and you've submitted this promise to the wrong person. We see it with the Apostle Paul, right, Danny? When the girl says, men of God, men of God. She was right that they were prophets. She was right that they were men of God. But the Apostle Paul tested the spirit that was talking through that young woman. And he picked up that this right here is divination. So I want to put it to you that some of us are under spiritual guides that tell us the right thing from the wrong source. And when we say test the source, you know, you can be under a person, a ministry, whatever, a person of authority, and you've seen your things are not moving. My things go wrong. How come when I pray, I will hear God say it? Then I will go to them and they say the same thing, but the coming to fruition, the manifestation, the harvest never comes. If you're in a situation like that, you need to be asking yourself, what am I covenanting with here? Am I actually sure that this word is coming from God? And I think when I say the spirit realm is tricky, dare I say sensitive, is why living in the spirit of God is so important. Because we've talked about when a man or woman of God loves you and they give you a word where last time they got it right, this time they've got it wrong, and you need to know how to put your foot down and say, I do not receive that word. I was talking to somebody this week. They're actually in KwaZulu-Natal. And I was talking to them and they said that they always desired something. And whenever people would give them prophetic words about that thing, they would tell them that God wants the same thing for them and it will happen for them. But she said there was one pastor who told her, I have not heard that in my spirit. And it's now 20 years down the line and that thing has never happened. And this woman came to me and she said, I have so much respect for this man of God because he didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. He told me the truth. And today, the truth is that that thing is not for me. And so this person was able to receive a peace that surpasses understanding. Instead of running after things that God never apportioned to you.
The truth is, Mama Leti, a lot of us just want to be told what we want to hear. And when someone's telling you what you want to hear, you're credited as them being men and women of God.
You know, the thing about the prophetic, and this is probably going to be the most important thing we're going to say today. The thing about the prophetic is that it is very closely linked to divination, very closely. We can all be hearing, but we must test where we are hearing from, because it affects the outcome and it affects where the glory goes.
And sometimes you're getting outcomes because you are allowing that divination spirit to speak your life into a certain direction.
Mm.
That's why people who do horoscopes will say, yeah, what I'm reading is happening. It's happening because you're opening yourself up to it directing your life.
Ooh, Danny's opening a whole other show.
Are you hearing me, guys? So don't just say, yeah, because it comes to pass, it's true. No, maybe you have submitted yourself to it directing your life outside of God's will. Yo, yeah, beloved. It's almost time for us to go. It's 12:45. We see your messages, high impact. Kosana just sent fire. Let's go.
Yes.
Beautiful songs back to back. Kirk Franklin, Maverick City, Hold Tight. And before that, we had Toby Mac with Deeper.
We are seeing your messages, and we just received a message asking what happens when you're in between decisions and there are two camps. Some are saying yes, others are saying no.
I think, my wife, sometimes it's easier to just be like Daniel. Go on that 21-day fast. 21 days in your life is nothing in comparison to the rest of your life. And wait for a direct answer from God.
We've been reading your messages on 071-364-0376. If you want to see the rest of these episodes, you can find us on all our social media platforms, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Instagram, as well as TikTok, just at The Vambilis. Danny, next week?
Next week, you can find us at 6 o'clock, 103 FM. That's on a Tuesday night. That's when we introduce the topic. And then the next day on Wednesday, from 11 to 1 is where we break it down. So if you also missed the show, or you enjoyed the show and you want to re-listen, you can go to the Impact 103 FM website where you can find the whole show.
Next week is another great episode on the show. It is Know Your Family History. We are talking about foundations here, and the foundations of anything, a building, a skyscraper, they tend to be a little bit messy. So make sure that you tune in.
Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we will leave you with this beautiful song. And beloved, trust in God. Don't trust your own voice. In other words, don't lean on your own understanding. Goodbye from The Vambilis.
Chat next week. Bye.
Bye.